of Gideon's torch. The title of this will be The Cleansing. We have previously looked at chapter 6 of Judges from the perspective of a prophetic viewpoint. The first 10 verses describing situation in Gideon's time that is paralleling the Laodicean condition of Adventism today. We are keeping the Lord outside of us, and because of this, Sister White tells us our greatest need is for a revival. We've had a prophet in our midst, as did Gideon and his people during that time, and one of the emphasis of that prophet, as in the prophet that was sent to Gideon, is the technique of pointing to the past history of the Bible in order to give you guidance for the end. And then in our second presentation, we began to look at Gideon as he comes into the story. His name means thresher, which is identifying the chastisement of the heathen at the end of the world within his name. That's encoded. He is threshing wheat, which indicates that he's separating the wheat from the tares, and we've seen that in one sense this is searching the Word of God for its truths. He's by the wine press. He recognizes that he's by the wine press, obviously, and we should recognize that we are very close to the wine press symbolizing the punishment of the wicked at the end of the world. Gideon was hidden, and this is where we need to be at this time period in Earth's history. We need to be hidden under the shadow of the Most High. Gideon has a revelation, a confrontation, an interaction with Jesus Christ, and the Lord tells him that he will save his people at this time. Gideon has his doubts about this because he knows that he is the least in his father's house. But nevertheless, he interacts with the Lord and is convinced that the Lord has called him to this task. And the first battle that he has to take up is the battle against Baal, among his own people, among his father's house in his own town. And initially, the men of the town are going to kill Gideon for tearing down the altar, but his father intercedes, and his name gets changed at this point to Jerubbaal,